again in the presence of the Lord this morning. Let us all stand. We'll turn to our Bible to Psalms 14. Psalms 13. Sorry. Read from 1 to 6. How long will thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy exult over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Light my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. He answered me. Remain standing while we sing this chorus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Of the Lord. just to give you the glory this morning. We serve all the worship this morning. Lord, we are here in a great expectation this morning, Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Your name is above all names this morning. Where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are God this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be your holy name. All heads, close eyes. Oh, great eternal heavenly Father. Lord, because you live, we can face this day, Lord. And Lord, what a great privilege you have given to us this morning, Lord. Above the sick, above the dead, Lord, where we can be in your presence, Lord. Where we can lift holy hands unto your name, Lord. Ask you to forgive us for all our past mistakes, all our sins, Lord. Where we have offended you, Lord, in word, thought, and in deed this morning, Lord. We are here, Lord, whereby you give us the next opportunity, Lord, to reach out before you this morning, Lord. And we hear, Lord, with a burning desire in our heart to be closer with you, Lord. And we pray this morning, Lord, that the one who's going to minister before us, Lord, he may come under the anointing, Lord, and our heart may be ready, Lord, to receive from you this morning. So when we leave from here, Lord, we can be better people, Lord, knowing that, Lord, we have to be washed, Lord, with your blood of your Lamb, Lord. And we have to be filled with the Holy Ghost this morning, Lord. And we know, Lord, in all things, Lord, you are with us this morning, Lord. Because you cared for us through the storms, Lord, through the rainy time, through the sunny time, Lord. And we are here this morning, Lord, looking for a blessing from you this morning. We deserve all the praise. You deserve all the glory this morning. So help us to free up ourselves this morning, knowing the purpose where we are here is to give you the praise and give you the glory this morning. So pray, Lord, that may come in our midst this morning. Lord, search every heart this morning. See if there is any wicked way in us this morning. Cleanse us from all our sins this morning. If there is any evil spirit here, Lord, to stop your people from getting a blessing this morning, come this morning and take it away, Lord, and let your people be free this morning. Take full control of our life this morning. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you may hear our humble cry, Lord. You may turn unto our prayer this morning, because we are needy people this morning, Lord. So come, Lord, and meet all our need according to your will this morning. Take full control of our life now. In Jesus Christ's name of thanksgiving we pray. Amen. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Blessed be your holy name. God bless saints. Shake the person now next to you this morning. Tell him you're here to get a blessing this morning.
Forever with me, oh, make the world. Across the bridge,
Put our hands together where she comes.
Everything I told myself was all a lie.
Praise be holy name. Praise be the name of the Lord this morning. Blessed be holy name this morning. Praise be name, Lord. Praise be holy name this morning. I want to thank Sister Naomi for that wonderful special day this morning. All I need is you. That's our heart desire this morning. At this time, we sing this song. Sweet by and by, we shall meet on a beautiful shore this morning. There's a land that is fair to me. In the sweet by and by, we shall stand a beautiful shore. There is a land. And by faith we shall see the fall. We shall see the fall. For the Father was so good to prepare us to dwell in this day. Prepare us to dwell in this day. In the sweet by and by, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, in the sweet by and by. We shall sing of the beautiful shore. We shall sing of the beautiful shore. The holy song of the blessed. And our spirit shall soar. Not a sound. Bountiful Father God, Lord, you are bountiful Father God. We'll offer our tributes of praise, God of glory, yes, King of God. And our my mind, oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore, oh, in the sweet by and by, and by, on the beautiful shore. Praise the holy name this morning. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on a beautiful shore, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have a seat. We'll sit back and listen to a special by Sister Rachel this morning.
Never fail you before. God's got mighty things in store. Pray without ceasing, don't stop believing. God's got mighty things in store.
Let us put our hands together and give Sister Rachel a welcome this morning. Hold on, I know the answer is coming this morning. Pray without ceasing, and God will hear our prayer this morning. At this time, we sing this song, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin. But we'll wait on the next special by Sister Michelle this morning. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin. Oh, on my way to that fair city. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints, oh, when the sins go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the sins go marching, I know I see my Savior. Oh, I know I see my Savior. Oh, if my life is free from sin, for heaven door will open for me. Oh, when the sin go marching, oh, when the sin go marching in, oh, when the sin go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching, when we gather around the throne, around the throne, oh, and again our clothes, I'll be shouting glory, glory. Oh, I'll be shouting glory, glory. Oh, when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints. Oh, marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints come on. Are we waiting for the chariot? No, I am waiting for the chariot to swing low. And the clouds I ride to heaven, on the clouds I ride to heaven. Oh, when the saints go marching, oh, when the saints go marching, oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the we gather around the throne. Marching in, we want to be in the number this morning. Lord, help us, Lord, that our robe may be white this morning. Wash on all sins this morning. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Praise be holy name.
I believe, for
Amen. Praise the holy name this morning. Praise be your name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name this morning, Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised and adored this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. And thanks, Sister Michelle, for the wonderful special this morning. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. My soul says yes this morning. Blessed be the holy name of the Lord this morning. Let us put our hands together and give the Lord a clap offering of praise this morning. We deserve it this morning. Praise be your holy name this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the holy name. Remain standing. I will take up this morning tithes and offering. We'll sing the song, How Great Is Our God. How great is our God this morning.
Service already so far. We know that you're here with us. We pray that now that you'll just bless everyone, dear Lord God, as they will. They all know that without you, we wouldn't even be here. You have provided this place so we can hear the truth. Just want to give back to you to build this ministry. So we thank you for all that you do, dear Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
How great our God. Ooh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Lord, we sing.
How great is our God? Come on, name above all names. Say He's a name. He's worthy to be praised. My heart will sing. Oh, how great. Yes, it is. A name like your name, you're the name above all names. Say He's a name worthy to be praised. Yes, He is. Oh, hallelujah! My heart will sing. How great. How great is our God? Everybody lift your voice. How great. Nobody like my Jesus. How great. Hey. How great. How great is our God. How great, how great He is. No other name but the name of Jesus. Hey, how great. Oh, how great. Great is our God. Greatly to be praised. We worship Him this morning. Yes, we do. How great. How great is our God. Somebody ought to worship Him. Somebody ought to praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Oh! Thank you, Jesus! God, we give you praise! We give you honor! We give you glory! Yes, we do! How great! How great is our God! Greater than my problem, greater than my circumstance, yet you are Jesus. Oh, how great. Say, how great is our God. Oh, hallelujah. One more time, lift your voice and say, say, how great. How great. God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. I said there's nothing like the presence of the Lord. We seek your face. He's here in this place. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord.
There's power in the presence of the Lord.
There's power in the presence of the Lord. Yes, it is. There is power in the presence of the Lord. As we seek His face, as we seek His face, He's here in this place. Oh, there is power in. There's healing in the presence of the Lord. Come on, say, there is healing in the presence. Yes, it is. I know it is. There is healing in. As we seek His face, oh, as we seek, He's here in this place. Come on, sing with all your heart. Oh, there is healing in. And this morning, as I was in His presence, I started crying. There is crying in the presence of. Come on, I couldn't help myself. I just started crying. There is crying in. Oh, as we seek His face, as we seek, He's here in this place. There's crying in the presence. Glory to His name. You know what else? There's freedom in the presence of the Lord. Say, there is freedom in the presence of the Lord. We're in His presence right now, everybody. All is freedom, freedom in. Oh, as we seek His face. Oh, He's here in this place. Thank you, Jesus. There's freedom in the presence. My God, hallelujah. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Say, there is nothing like the presence of. Nothing like His presence. Oh, there's nothing like the presence of. Hallelujah. Oh, as we seek His face, as we seek, He's here in this place. Come on. There's nothing like the presence. All right, let's sing it one more time with all of our heart. There's nothing like your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. There's joy. There's peace. There is nothing like the presence. There's power. There's healing. There's deliverance. Whatever you have need of is here this morning. There's nothing like the presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we seek His face, as we seek His face, He's here in this place. Come on. As we seek His face, and we seek His, He's here in this place. Yes, He is. As we seek His face. Hey, He's here right now. Yes, He is. He can do what you need Him to do. We seek His face. Hallelujah, there's healing, there's power, there's deliverance as we seek His face. He's here in this place. Yes, He is. Yes, He is as we seek. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray as we seek His face. Hey, and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear their prayer. That's what he said as we seek his face. He's here one more time as we seek his face and we. He's here in this place. There's nothing like the presence. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like the presence. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. Oh, Jesus, there's nothing like the presence of the Lord.
Somebody ought to praise him. I said somebody ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My.
All right.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I'm going to let you be seated just for a few minutes.
All right.
I'm enjoying his presence. I feel like he's here. I went to a little church last night and the minister was talking about the presence of the Lord and saying that it's amazing how some people can go into God's house and they just feel his mighty presence. It brings tears to their face and puts shouting in their feet, clapping in their hands. Amen. It causes them to lift their voice and do all these things that other people just don't understand. Why you yelling and why you screaming? But if you knew what the Lord had done for me. If you just knew what the Lord had done for me. Oh, my God. If you knew how far God had brought me, then you'd understand why I shout and why I jump and why I scream and why I just seem like I lose my mind in his presence. I can't help myself. Hallelujah, church. But others can go into the presence of the Lord and they sit there and they watch their watches and they look at the clock and say, my God, when are we going to get out of here? It's all about your approach when you come into his presence. And if you have the right approach, then God is able to do whatever you need him to do on this day. Glory to his name. Well, I got so much to praise God for. I think Brother Andrew said, let me give you 10 good reasons why to give God praise. He said, number one, because he woke you up this morning. He said, number two, because he woke you up this morning. Number three, because he woke you up this morning and you still got breath in your body, you ought to give praise. Because the Bible says, let everything that hath breath, let everything that hath breath give praise. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, are you breathing? Are you breathing? Come on, shake them, make sure they're still breathing. Because if you're not breathing, you can just lay right there. But if you are breathing, give God some praise. I feel all right, church. Hallelujah. My. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Amen. If you're breathing, then you ought to fulfill that scripture. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how you feel. If you still breathing, God is still good. Jesus. Yes, sir. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Create atmospheres like this. God can do anything in an atmosphere like this. Healing takes place in an atmosphere. Well, while you're standing, can y'all just give praise for Mama being in church today? Just so good to see Mama in the house of the Lord. And you know, Satan just been fighting her, but she keep pressing right on through. Everything the devil throw her way, she just throw it right back, and she just keep fighting. And I just appreciate Mama. So good to see you today. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. All right. You can be seated, try to be seated, or whatever, amen, you want to do, you do today. Amen. I don't want to be guilty of hindering the Spirit of the Lord.
He's all right.
Amen. Or binding him up in some way. You know, oftentimes we have our program and our set things that we do, and oftentimes that can be hindrance to the Spirit of the Lord. And man, we don't want that. We want God to have his way. Amen. On today, I just want to thank God for all the specials that went forth. Amen. This morning, amen. I believe I heard Sister Naomi. Is that right? Did I hear Sister Naomi? Thank God for her. And amen, Sister Rachel. And praise the Lord. Sister Rachel, she wrote that song. And you know, and that I heard her. Whoop. Hold on, knowing your answer's coming. And man, if she just began to just sing that, I say, boy, that's going number one to the charts. At least in my charts anyways. But we just appreciate, amen, that song on today. And amen. And then Sister Michelle, she went and reached and got a song that just ministered to me every time I hear it. So amen. I just appreciate the Lord. And Brother Caleb, you did a wonderful job just conducting the service on today. Praise God. There was a song, and if I can think of it, I'll have y'all slip into it. Brother Caleb, I was listening to a CD Brother Sean preached here a few weeks ago, and Brother Caleb did the song service, and that was pretty good. Brother Sean is from Barbados, and Brother Caleb being from Beckway, those are two islands there in the, you know, in the Caribbean. And as I got the CD to listen to it, and man, I heard Brother Caleb up here singing this song, and I say, Brother Caleb, what you doing? Wait. I said, that's all right. We done kind of Americanized them a little bit. But I tell you, that was real sweet. Amen. Anointing on today that was just in the place, and just the way that you handled the service. God bless you.
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you. For in the sanctuary, oh God is here. He is here. He is here.
Anybody believe that today?
Say, He is here.
What if you're here to do?
Oh, to break the yoke and lift the heavy.
Come on, sing it again.
He is here. He is here. Say, He is here. God is here. To heal the hopeless, oh, to heal the whole, and bless the broken.
Come and lay down.
Come and lay down the burdens. For in the sanctuary, God is. Here.
Come on, put your hands together. My God. All right. Please, please, please be seated. I'm trying my best. I was going to say, when I was listening to Sister Rachel, a song, man, she put that little Fred Hammond thing at the end of it there. I don't know if y'all caught that.
Come on now.
But I caught it.
She did.
Fred Hammond, he liked to just kind of sing that little falsetto thing. And her voice is all, she got the soprano voice, so she didn't have to use the falsetto, but I knew what she was doing. But it sound real good, Sister Rachel. I tell you what, if we don't stop, we ain't gonna get nowhere today. Amen. I learned a long time ago that when the angel began to trouble the water, our response is simply just to jump in, because we don't know when he's going to come back and pass that way again. So we have to just jump right on in and get what God got for us that day. You know, the other thing I found out is that, you know, you can worship your way out of your trouble. Some kind of way, God got a way of lifting the burden in your heart and whatever it is that you're facing. God got a way of just kind of releasing that, and it's through your worship. The Bible says that He dwells in the midst of our praise. Man, I'm trying to just talk a little bit today. But, you know, something is moving in this place. Something's moving. I'm going to get to these praise reports and everything. I just, you know, I don't know. It's been maybe when Brother Reek came and he was talking on the spirit of expectancy. And I don't know about you, but I've been expecting things. Even to the fact last week I made a comment after Brother Daryl had preached. I said, one by one, week by week, I said one by one. I said week by week. because we sent some checks up and the checks are starting to come back and it's not returning insufficient funds. Jesus already signed his name. We signed our name last week and we're seeing one by one, week by week, God manifesting himself. Please try to be seated if you can. I just know God is moving. I know it. Amen. It ain't based on what I feel. It's what I know. God is moving in this place. Last week, Brother Daryl Ward came and preached about being joint heirs with Christ, and what a wonderful sermon that was, you know. And man, we just had a time where we just released some checks before the Lord, and we came around this altar, and I mean everything that I released, I'm expecting God to do. And sometimes, you know, it's good for you to go back and listen to those messages over again. You might want to release something else. Amen. And when you get under that anointing, just release it. Just sign it over and release it. And I tell you what, you know, we had a wonderful time. And after we left there, we went to Pinnacle Palms. And while we were at Pinnacle Palms, Brother Mike began to share a thought there with the people. And I don't think I ever seen Brother Mike on fire like he was on fire last week. And he said something like, you know, we used to play a game where, you know, Simon says go, Simon says stop. And you know, and unfortunately we done entered this game where the devil tell us you can go, but in a few weeks you're gonna stop, right? But it's time to tell the devil you're a liar, because Jesus said go and he never says stop. So I'm going all the way in Jesus' name. And I tell you, he just kind of, he lit a fire, you know, in that place. And man, we had church at Pinnacle Palms. We appreciate you, Brother Mike. God bless you. God bless you. And this morning, we came here for prayer. And at the end of prayer, it felt like Brother Robles was on the edge of his seat just waiting to get up here. And when he got up here, he just began to read the scripture out of Genesis chapter 3, I believe it was. And as he started reading, then he started making some comments. He said, you know, this was the first time that they had buyer's remorse. And I said, buyer's remorse? I said, woo! Where Brother Robles got that one from? And he started reading. I said, man, I'm going to preach that one day. Buyer's remorse. Because if you ever had it, I remember one time my mind started going back. I remember me and my wife, we bought a timeshare up in Orlando. Now we live in Florida. We don't need a timeshare in Orlando by living in Florida. And we bought that timeshare, man. They said, you're going to have this for your kids and your kids' kids. And boy, they sold us real good. And as we was driving back home, they should have hoped that I lived in Orlando by giving me a 2.5-hour drive to get back home. I had time to think about it. I said, no, they ain't going to get me. I called immediately when I got home. Cancel that, because I had buyer's remorse. Anytime you get buyer's remorse, you regret some of the things that you did. And if you ever walked in the world of sin, then you ought to regret some of the things that you did. I might not have buyer's remorse, but I got spiritual remorse. I say, Brother Robles, you done lit a fire in this place. And I just appreciated that. I said, man, God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. And just, you know, just to come and hear, you know, the songs and just church, I know God is here. I know he's here. I know he's here. Whatever you need, God's got it for you today. Whatever you need, God's got it. All right. Let me try to read this praise report. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. Sister Wisdom would like to give praise to the Lord because he has provided a new position in the company. And that's the God we serve. If you all, amen, didn't know most of her testimony, but the company that she works at has been going through numerous layoffs. Numerous. Many people, amen, have gone through layoffs. And I think it's been for a little while, a couple years. It's 2 years, yeah. So, and every time they talk layoff and you sit there and you make it through, it's like, oh my, you know, you're just waiting on them to call your name. So earlier, amen, this year, a few months ago, they called her name and said, you know, you're going to be working until this time. And, you know, and she texted me and said, well, God got it all under control. So let's just trust and believe God. And, you know, I know as a family, they've been praying about it. And, you know, and God has answered their prayer. God has given her, in a company that's folding, God has given her a new position. All right. Now you're not going to lose your job. We're going to give you a new job. That's the God that we serve. Somebody else would look and say, now, sister, how did that happen to you? But I got to pack my bags and I got to go on. But how did that happen to you? All you can say is favor. Favor. It's God's favor. Amen. So she says, please pray. I will be starting a 4-week training program on Monday. And I thank the Lord for his goodness and blessing. So we certainly rejoice with our sister in that. Praise the Lord. Do we have some announcements that I need to make mention of one by one, week by week? What you doing? Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you start running, I'm going to run right behind you. Glory to God. Now you ain't lost your mind. You ain't lost your mind. Because see, as you start marching around the walls of Jericho, those walls begin to come down. God bless you. God bless you. I ain't got control of the service. That's all I know. The Holy Spirit got complete control this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Do I have some announcements? That's it? All right. Just please be seated just for a moment. I need to just make mention of something that we are going to get started here real soon. We didn't make the announcement, but we'll let you know that this is coming. The Lord had just placed a little something in my wife's heart where she wanted to come to the church, you know, one night during the week and maybe get a few sisters together and just pray. Just pray. And, you know, so we begin to talk it through and everything, and we're trying to come up with a night that we can do, and it's just going to be just the sisters. And it's going to be a time of really intimate prayer. It's going to be a little different than what we do on a Sunday morning. But I was at a prayer meeting on my job, and they did something that I just thought was just real, real special. And we sat around in the front I just sat around a little area there, and when we started, one guy said, you know, just anybody that God might have placed on your heart that you might see, they might be struggling or something like that, and God placed them on your heart, just call their name out. before the Lord. Just call their name out before the Lord. And he said, I started off, and he just started calling out some of his brothers and sisters' name, and then, you know, the next person began to call out names, and then the next person called out names, and all they would just say is, you know, just, you know, Jack, John, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so. And just go around the room calling out those names. And then when they got to the last person to call that name, then each one would just take turns praying for the names that they called out. And, you know, and it's just a very, very intimate moment that I said, man, I got to steal that, you know. And, you know, and I just felt that, you know, something that certainly we could get started here sometime. And, you know, we're going to pray for our loved ones. And I'm going to tell you what I did at that moment. When they said call out names, I called out my brothers and my sisters. And I called out my daughter. I said, Alexandria. And, you know, as soon as I called out her name, within 10 minutes, I got a text from my daughter. And I began to tell her everything that happened. So God is moving, right? I already know what God is doing. It's not me, but it's God. And I tell you what, I'm just under expectation. And, you know, I just got complete confidence in the God that I serve. Amen. As a church, we have come a long way. Amen. Many of the young people that grew up here, now life is different, you know. But that's okay. We still who we are. And there's nothing that can change who we are. I'm going to try to get into that today if I can. There's nothing that can change who we are. We are who we are. Praise the Lord. We're going to have communion tonight at 5:30. Feet washing. Following that, we want to invite all the believers to come and be a participate in that. Please stop allowing the devil to trick you and make you think that you're not worthy to take communion. None of us are worthy on our own, but the blood of Jesus Christ makes us worthy. So we want to invite all the believers to be a participator in communion and feet washing. Amen. On this evening. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, can we just worship just a little bit? And then I'll try to get into this message. Amen. I feel like I'm not going to be able to get all of it, but I'll get some of it. And we'll go from there. His presence is so real. His presence is so real. Brother DJ, so good to see you. God bless you. Brother Andrew, Sister Candace, it's so good to see y'all. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. My Jesus. My Jesus. Now, I went to a church, and man, they start singing a song like this, and everybody would kind of bow down. But I don't want y'all to do that. Let's just worship him in our own special way. Amen. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down. Oh, bow down and worship him. Enter in. Enter in, oh, enter in. Come on, sing it again. Bow down, bow down, bow down and worship him, worship him, worship him, oh, worship him. Bow down, bow down, bow down. Say, bow down and worship. Enter in, oh, enter in, oh, enter in. Consuming fire, oh, consuming fire. Sweet.
His awesome presence, His awesome presence fills this room. Come on, consuming fire. Sweet perfume. His awesome presence fills this room, feels this is holy ground. Say this is holy ground. Hallelujah, this is holy ground. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy, hallelujah, this is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow. So come and bow. Bow down. Come and bow down. So come and bow. Bow down, for we are standing on holy ground, on holy ground. Hey. Oh, and I know that they're all around, oh, all around. Let's praise, let us praise. We've come to praise, hallelujah, Jesus now. Standing in His presence, we are standing in His we're standing in His presence. Say we are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence. We are standing. Yes, we are standing in. Hallelujah, we are standing in His presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are standing in His presence. Yes, we are standing in His presence on holy ground. His awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. All this is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. So come and bow down. Come and bow down. So come and bow down.
Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you for your mighty presence that is in this place. So good to know that we can come to the house of the Lord and be blessed by your presence. We have watched you do mighty things in our eyes. We rejoice in the things that we see that only you can do. Text message can't do it. Telephone call can't do it. But a touch from Jesus can do it. Every person in this building is here because you ordained for them to be here. Wasn't our thoughts. We can't take thought. You put breath in our bodies. You put strength in our limbs. And God, you direct our steps. So thank you for directing our steps into your presence today. All the worship, all the adoration, all the praise that has gone forth, we just thank you. And God, I'll take just a few minutes to try to, Lord, just deposit a little thought. But I pray that you just take control over your word today. And may we rejoice knowing that you're here. God, bring healing to those that are sick. Bring deliverance to those that are bound. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Refill with the Holy Ghost. God, we ask that you would move even more than you have moved. Because we can never exhaust what you have for us. We ask for big things. Because you are a big God. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you, musicians. While you're standing, I will read a scripture. Amen. And like I say, I don't think I'll be able to get through our whole thought for today, but we'll go as far as the Lord would allow us to go, and amen, and then we'll go from there. I want to just have you turn with me to the book of 1 John chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 3. Verse 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. And also over in Romans chapter 8, amen, verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Actually, I start at verse 18. Ward was preaching on joint heirs, and you find that joint heirs with Christ, you find it in verse 17, but we'll pick up here at verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. On today. If you all just give me just a few of your minutes, Amen. We will just speak from a topic today. Now, are we the sons of God? Amen. Right now. Not hope to be. Amen. Not one day will be. But right now, are we the sons of God? Amen. Right now. So I want to just start. Let me just read a quick quote or two here, and then I'll make a few comments, and we'll go from there. This is going to come out of Speak to This Mountain. Amen. The prophet lining up this sermon, his beginning comments, he makes the statement here, the word of God is so infallible that not one jot or tittle can ever fail. And just on that much scripture, we could base an eternity, knowing that it would never fail, because it is a part of God. God is in his word. Notice that how that it always happens, no matter how strange it may seem, but in God's own good time, he makes every word testify. I like that. In God's own good time, he makes every word testify. All you got to do is just stay with the word. Right? If you just keep confessing the word, God will make the word testify. The prophet also said that, you know, if especially when we're going through sickness, if we just keep confessing that word, eventually your body will come in line with your confession. No matter what you see, no matter what you feel, your body will come in line with your confession. Do you realize that when God said, let there be light, light didn't happen for years after he spoke it, but it had to come in line with what God spoke. Amen. I don't care if it took a billion years. It still had to come in line with what God spoke. And if you would speak God's word over your circumstance, over your situation, your circumstance and situation will change to come in line with what you speak. If you speak doubt, it's going to come in line with doubt. But if you speak faith, it'll come in line with faith. Hallelujah. Amen. God's own good time, he makes every word testify. Jesus said when he was here on earth, the scriptures cannot be broken. He said, you destroy this body and I'll raise it up in 3 days, because it was based upon the scripture. But David, the prophet, had said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell. He knew that scripture pertained to him, for the scripture was to the Messiah, the Holy One. And he knew his position and his standing in the kingdom, and he was that person. So knowing that the scripture cannot be broken, therefore he knew that within 72 hours, his body would have to raise again, but for the scripture could not be broken. Many people wonder, he said, 3 days and nights, if you'll take it. It says within 3 days and nights. He died on Friday afternoon, was up on Sunday morning, because not one cell of that precious body could corrupt, because the word of God said it would not corrupt. And he knew before corruption set in that he was raised from the earth. That's putting confidence in what the word said. Now, I want to go further in this. Look at this thought. It says, you say, if I knew there was a scripture that pertained to me like that. See, Jesus knew that that scripture pertained to him, that his soul would not corrupt in hell. He knew that that scripture pertained to him, so he had confidence in what God had said. And you say, if I knew that there was a scripture that pertained to me like that, I believe I could have the same faith. The prophet says, well, my beloved friends, every divine promise in the Bible belongs to you. And it's just as essential to you as it was to him. You find one promise here that God has made, and all the heavens and earth will pass away before that promise would ever fail to act in your stead. I like this, church, because it's to the believer, whosoever will may come and be partakers of these blessings. Now, I think that one of the main things that causes us to miss the blessings, and remember, faith cometh by hearing of the word of God. Amen. You just can't be hearing anything, right? If you want faith, you're going to have to hear the word of God. Amen. Not some just a motivational speaker. Amen. That stuff will last and then it'll pass. Amen. It'll come and then it'll go. Right? You'll have it for a moment, then it's gone. Right? But the word of God remains forever. Amen. We're not just talking about positive thinking. We talk about the word of God that changes things.
Right? He says, remember, faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word of God. And the reason we miss it, this is important. The reason we miss it is because we don't feed on it enough. The reason we miss our healing is because we don't feed on it enough. If I'm going through something, I want somebody to come around that tell me what God has already done. Huh? Don't tell me it's impossible. Because when I read in the scripture, I see God doing a lot of impossible things. Give me something that's going to encourage my faith. Right? I got to feed. My spirit man has to feed on that. If I'm down, don't kick me. But give me something in the word form that might lift me back up. I wasn't created to be down. I was created to fly high. I'm an eagle. I'm flying above these things. I was not created to be defeated. Oh, my God. Come on now. Let me slow down just a little bit. You all remember I shared with you all, amen, the gentleman on my job that was a wrestler, and I told him he's one of the vendors on my job, and he's a, you know, he say, well, you know, my boss actually say, you doing what you used to do? I say, well, my God, what is it that he used to do? Say, I'm a wrestler. Say, a wrestler? He say, I'm a professional wrestler. I got the belts in my trunk to show you. I say, man, no way, I don't believe none of this. I say wrestling is fake. He say, fake? I say, yeah, it's fake, man. Ain't nothing. I say, all that bleeding and all that stuff is fake. He say, you think it's fake? I say, yeah, it's fake. He said, well, let me pick you up and let me throw you on this table right here. And then after I throw you on the table, you tell me if it's fake. I say, good point. I say, no, I don't think we want to try it that way. But then he began to tell me some strategies. Oh, hallelujah. I feel all right anyway. And he say, look, I've been trained that if you were to throw me up against the wall. See, now, when you hit the wall, your back going to hit, take all the impact like that. He said, but when I get thrown against the wall, I've been trained to ball up. Amen. And if I ball up, I'll roll right off that wall, and it won't hurt me like it'll hurt you. He said, I've been taught just to ball up, just curl up and act like a little ball. I said, my God, man, that's some pretty good strategy. And, you know, so he just began to kind of talk and share a few things with me. And he say, I'm going to tell you, he say, now part of it is fake. He say, what you mean? He say, well, we actually already know, since it's professional wrestling, we already know before we enter into the ring who's going to win and who's going to lose. And if on the contract it say that I'm going to lose, I don't even care because I'm going to get paid anyway. So he say, that part fake, we already know who's going to win and who's going to lose. It's already signed on the contract. Right? So I say, my God, if the wrestlers already know before they enter into the ring, who gonna win and who gonna lose? What about the sons and daughters of God? Brother, they may think they got me down and the devil counting 1, 2, and everybody in the audience think he getting ready to hit 3. No. You wanna know why that one wrestler get distracted at 3? When he got him down and all of a sudden he just jump up and act like he, you want to know why he doing that? Because on the contract. On the contract it say he has to lose. And Satan, I don't care how far he put you down. On the contract, he has to lose. You have to win. He can count 1, 2, all he want to do. But somehow, someway, you're going to snap out of that thing. Somehow, someway, you're going to come back to yourself. Somehow, someway, spiritual amnesia will leave you. Because you're predestinated to win. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the prophets say the reason that we miss it because we don't feed on it enough. We got to feed on promises of God. Yes, amen. In our homes, create an atmosphere. That's right. That's right. Create an atmosphere. You got to turn the television off. Yeah. If you want to create an atmosphere, you got to turn the TV off. Turn it off.
I don't want, I mean, you know, like people go to the hospital and somebody got television going. You don't know what they're watching. They're creating the wrong atmosphere. But I want a godly, I want an atmosphere where God can move. Huh? Would you expect God to come moving on The Price is Right? What you know? No, you're not creating the right type of atmosphere. Come on, y'all. We want God to do so much, but we don't want to do nothing. Amen. Look, amen. And that's why most people don't have televisions. It's not just because, you know, Brother Branham say don't have televisions. No, it's because of what the television do to you. Come on now, it take up all your time. And now, a lot of us don't have television, but we got the internet. And it do the same thing the television do. YouTube can do the same thing the television can do. It's the spirit behind these things. That's what we're watching, church. My God. All right. Glory to God. If I think anybody in here that's ever owned a television know that that thing can absorb your time. You told the Lord I was going to pray. And then you start watching one show. Your prayer time. Oh, after this commercial, I'm going there to get on. I'm going to get on my knees and pray. Commercial. Then it's another. Oh my. What's coming on next? That's the spirit. Right. The next thing, you just locked in. You up for days, not hours. Days. You up watching the television, and if the television on, everything else will get you. If you think you outsmarted it when you got rid of your television, the internet got you. Come on now, it might as well, we're telling the truth, the internet will get you. All kind of stuff, YouTube, GodTube, all kind of tube will get you. You got to create an atmosphere for God to move. All right, come on now, let me stay with it. We don't feed on it enough. That's why we don't see the results, because we don't feed on it enough. Let me, and don't get me wrong, now, you know, I don't want you to be so over spiritual. Right, that as soon as somebody come to you and just talking about something, you know, praise God, I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Come on now. Come on, people can't even have a conversation with you. Right, it's the truth. Like, we might as well be honest, right? I mean, that filth, you filthy devil. Because we go, we got to get into the middle of the road somewhere. Right? I mean, because people put you down. You go to a restaurant, and I know people that can't live in South Florida. They can't. They absolutely just cannot. Go to a restaurant, we just sitting there eating. There's televisions everywhere. Yes, that's the way it is here in South Florida, right? Amen. I mean, where you want us to take you? Huh? Come on. Can't go nowhere. Don't be like that, church. You also don't want to be when you get to the restaurant. Y'all laughing. Y'all done seen it. Y'all done been a part of it. Sir, what would you like to eat? Ma'am, could I get your order? Like y'all just come out the woods from somewhere. Help us, God. All right, I'm coming on. I'm here to talk about now we the sons of God. Jesus. Don't know how I got out there. I want to come back. Please bring me back, Lord. Take me back. Okay, let me go to the God who is rich in mercy. Let me read from there really quick. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Brother Branham goes on to say this. He says, now, I'm only saying this not to mix up doctrine, right, but to straighten it out, that we might get away from this fear and scare. You don't know who you are. You are not going to be, but now you are the sons of God. See, you always were the sons of God. And listen, if you always were the sons of God, you will always be the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Can I just put it this way? I don't care what you go through. I don't care how far Satan take you down. You were a son of God, and you will always be a son of God. You can pull it down. You can pull it down. You're always going to be a son of God. Now, I want to just kind of make sure we inject this real good. My God. I'm going back. Now, I read 1 John 3, 1 through 2. I read it from the King James, but I want to read it to you from the emphatic diaglot, if I can. All right? It says this: see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. Amen. On this account, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Now, what I get from that, when you walk into the school as young people, they have no idea who you are. Right? That you've been given a name so they can identify you. But underneath that name is something special. No, it's not just Jack Duff walking into the office. It's not just Kayla Wesco selling you a telephone. Huh? Amen. It's not just Brother Solomon Johnson on a route delivering, amen, some Pepsis or something like that. No, but a son of God has just stepped into the room. A son of God is selling you that cell phone. A daughter of God is in the classroom. That's who I really am. I'm a child of God. Not just anybody's child. And you can't treat me any kind of way because I'm not just anybody's child. The scripture says that on this account, the world does not know us. They don't know us, right? Just like they didn't know Jesus, they don't know us, right? It says, but because it did not know him, beloved, now are we children of God. And I like to put that because when we read it in King James, it said, now are we the sons of God. But the original translation said, now are we the children of God. And the reason I want to put children, because that includes both brother and sister. We are the children of God. Hallelujah. Now are we the children of God, and it has not yet been seen what we shall be. That means I haven't reached my full potential yet. Come on. You got to stop looking at my mistakes. You got to stop looking at my failures. You got to stop looking at my past, because it doth not yet appear what it shall be. Hallelujah. But we know, however, that if he should appear, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Now, I was just saying there a little earlier from that quote Brother Branham says, you don't know who you are. You are not going to be, but now you are the sons of God. See, you always were the sons of God. You always were. Now, boy, this is just the devil's trick. Satan tries to make us think that we're not the children of God because of our failures and mistakes. You did this. You're a son of God, and you did what? Anybody ever heard the devil tell you? Okay, let me ask another question. Do the devil talk? Okay, let me ask you a second question. Do God talk? See, even right now, I'm sitting there preaching this message. You got a white dog and a black dog fighting. The white dog say, you a son of God. You're a daughter of God. You're a child of God. The black dog say, no, you ain't. You know you just came from. You know exactly what you just did. You ain't nobody's child. That's what the black dog tell you, right? But you got to, I mean, and an Indian chief, you know, say I'm doing pretty bad, pretty good. So what you mean? I got a black dog and a white dog always fighting, and one say this, one say that. Say, well, which one win, chief? He said, depend on the one I feed the most. Right. See, the black dog gonna win if you feed that black dog, but if you feed the white dog, he gonna win. He'll bring the black dog into subjection. Oh, my God. See, Satan tries to get us to think. Now, this is an attempt by Satan. He tries to get us to think that we are not the children of God because of our failures and mistakes. Now, I remember a little testimony that was given of this minister was in the prayer line with Brother Branham, and they had a line up here. You know, all the ministers would just stand just in a row, and they would stand here, and maybe some stand on the opposite side, and the people just come through, and they just pray, lay hands and pray. So this minister was standing, and Brother Branham standing on the end, and this brother standing there, and he saw a sister come, and he did his head like this. All he did was just like that. And when he did like that, saw the sister coming, he was going to pray for her, and then he said, oh, my, I can't pray for her. Ooh, so he stepped out of the line and said, my God, I'm going to go sit down somewhere. I'm not even worthy to be praying for nobody. The thought that he had in his head was a very evil thought concerning that sister. So he, you know, he was feeling so condemned that that happened. So he went and told Brother Bram, said, brother, I'm sorry that I had that type of thought in the prayer line. So that's why I stepped out and wouldn't pray for nobody because of the thought that I had. That's why I stepped out. He said, when that sister was coming through, that devil brought that thought, and I had to sit down. He said, brother, he said, when you stuck your head out like this, he said, Satan was actually sending that thought to me. He said, but when you stuck your head out, you intercepted the thought. You stopped the devil from sending that thought to me. So if the prophet would have evil thoughts, amen, and Satan could not, Satan could condemn him and tell him that he was not the prophet. Satan can't condemn you either and tell you that you're not a child of God because of your evil thoughts. Huh? I mean, if the prophet was very honest with the brother, said, no, said, what happened? You intercepted the thought. That's all. Brother, get on back out there and start praying for the people. Oh, my God. What can I tell you to get on up and keep doing? Huh? When you begin to recognize that now, right now, in all my failures and all my mistakes, all my ups and downs, I'm still a son of God. I'm still a daughter of God. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see y'all. Amen. all grandma's grandkids. Good to see all y'all. Eric and Travis. Amen. My God. God bless you all. Charity and Chelsea. All right. God bless y'all. So good to see y'all. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Come on now. So no matter what mistakes you make, amen, that does not change who you are. If you were called to be a son of God before you were born, then you're going to always be a son of God. Come on now. So Satan tries to get us to think that we're not the children of God because of our failures and mistakes. Now, I kind of put something here. An heir in a royal family is born just like any other child. When they go to the hospital, amen, you got to get nurses and doctors to deliver that baby, and they can't do nothing different, amen, with that child than they do with all the other children. They're going to cut their umbilical cord and all these other things and going to give them back to the mama. They're going to do the same thing all the other kids. They get the same treatment. Huh? The only thing they might get is some more security. Right? But as far as how that child is born just like all the other children. And when that child go home, that child begin to cry just like the other child cry. Whether they're living in a palace or whether they're living in some poor shack somewhere. But both children cry when they get hungry. Both of them cry when they need their diapers changed. But one is growing up in a palace and one growing up in a shack. But there's nothing different about those children. Come on now. Listen, he said, now, I said they need the diapers changed just like the others, but there comes a time when they begin to learn that they're not like the others. Right? There's a time that their parents begin to teach them. Now, look, you need to understand something. I know that you are a child, but you're not like the other children. I know that you play like they play and you have fun like they have fun, but you are not like them. You are royalty. And that child, what happens is the mom and the daddy begin to shake the child's thinking. And then they begin, even though they go to school and they got friends and all this, they begin to kind of change a few things. Maybe they don't hang out the way they used to hang out because they realize I'm royalty. And being royalty, I can't be seen with everybody. Being royalty, I can't hang out with everybody. Huh? Being royalty, I got to kind of watch my steps because everybody else is watching what I do. Come on, I hope you're with me this morning. Huh? I'm royalty. I realize I got to walk different. I got to talk different. I got to live different. I got to act different. And let me tell you, you are royalty this morning. You are royalty because you've been bought by the blood of Jesus.
That's what makes you royalty. And since you are royalty, you gotta walk different. You gotta dress different. You gotta talk different. You gotta act different. You gotta live different because you are different.
It's not when that little child maybe might say to himself, you know, I wish I wasn't royalty. Or it might even say, one day I hope I'll be royalty. But when you're born into the family, ain't no hoping. Ain't no hoping. You are who you are. And I don't care. Royalty can go out into the streets and try to act like a vagabond. Royalty can be caught in a bar. Drinking and shouldn't be drinking. Royalty can be all over the place, maybe in a nightclub. Royalty can be all in there. And I don't care how much, like the brother that was he was a Christian. I think he was even a preacher. Went to a dance one night. Got down and boy, they start cutting the rug, boy. And he just started doing everything. Now he ain't, let me just put it this way. Your sinful nature will catch on to things real quick. It'll catch on to things real quick. So they start, you see him doing a certain move. Okay, all right. He started doing it. And next thing you know, he got up there, boy, he was just, woo. Boy, he was just moving. Boy, that the beat just had him. Say, oh. Next thing you know, he said, hallelujah. What you doing out here? You're royalty. Why you at the dance? You're royalty. What are you doing out here? You don't belong here. You belong in the palace. Oh my God. I'm gonna tell you, not only do, sometimes you can get amongst certain friends. And they'll be glad to let you know who you are. You don't belong here. What you doing in this situation? What you doing out here like this? You're supposed to be in church. You trying to avoid church, but they still call you church girl and church boy. That's because there's election on you. You are royalty. Look at it. Royalty, when you're royalty, it's what I want to be. It's not what I hope to be. It's what you are. And we recognize that we're royalty, that we are, we are royal priests of God. We are the children of God. We are the sons of God. That's just who we are, right? Royalty means that you have the king's blood flowing through your veins.
All right. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Moses thought he was royalty because he lived in Pharaoh's house, right? But he was, that wasn't the same type of royalty that I'm talking about today. Right. Moses was royalty because he was ordained of God to deliver God's people. And you are royalty because the blood of Jesus Christ makes you royal. Man, I tell you, I can't get it all, but Brother Branham even said, say that the bride is the blood of Christ in the spirit form on the earth today. You are the blood of Jesus on the earth today. You know when you're in trouble, come on, can I work with it? When you're in trouble, I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. But the bride is the blood of Jesus in spirit form. Let it sink deep. Because some people get in trouble, they need blood. The life is in the blood. The protection is in the blood. Salvation is in the blood. Deliverance is in the blood. So that's why they're calling for you. Oh my God, my God, my God. And you get upset because they call on you. No, you're the blood and the spirit form.
Yes, amen.
All right, I can't read it all today, but I'll get back to it. I promise. Listen, Moses thought he was royalty because he's living in Pharaoh's house. He was royalty because he was ordained of God to deliver God's people. You are royalty because the blood of Jesus Christ makes you royal. I love this. No matter how far Adam fell, Adam sold the entire human race out when he made the decision to do what he did. It wasn't because Eve fell. It was because Adam fell. Right? Eve did her thing, and Adam could have let her stay there. She might have died. Oh, you know, who knows? God might have took another rib out of Adam and made another Eve. We don't know what it was. But Adam loved her so much that she was a part of him that he said, I can't let her go like that. My God. She was identified in him. Okay, so, you know, he willfully went out into this act with his wife and did these things. He sold the entire human race out, lost eternal life. Adam lost it, right? Jesus brought that back. That's what redemption does. It brought us back into this place with God. But Adam lost that no matter how bad the situation was. And Adam had no idea what the consequences were going to be. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When we fall in sin and we do all kind of things, we're going to reap what we sow. We're going to reap it. And you don't know how you're going to reap it, but you are going to reap it. Yeah. You're going to reap it, right? Amen. You ain't going to enjoy it, but you're going to reap it. We got to reap whatever we sow. So, I mean, Adam had no idea how bad this decision was. But every time we go to the doctor, we think of Adam. Every time we go to a funeral, we think of Adam. Every time a pain hits your body, think of Adam. But you know what? I don't care how bad it was. And you can point your finger all you want at Adam. Adam did this and Adam did that. Adam, if Adam. You can say all that you want to. But the one thing that don't change about Adam, and you look at it in the book of Luke, when you start looking at the genealogies, all that Adam did not change who his father was. Did you hear me? I say, all that Adam did, it did not change who his daddy was. Right. When you look at it in the book of Luke, you'll see Adam, who was a son of God. Yeah. And if your lineage is traced back to Adam, guess what? You also are a son of God. Amen. No matter how bad it's been, no matter how far down you've gone, you are still a son of God. And I'm going to tell you, when royalty begin to recognize that it is royalty, they begin to walk a little different. They begin to talk a little different. They actually change who they hang with. Because they recognize who they are. Woo-hoo. Glory to God. Certain people I can't hang with. Certain people are actually placed in your life to bring you down. They've been placed there. Satan has planted them there to bring you down. Oh, my God, I know what I'm talking about here. Huh? Well, friends in school, planted there to bring you down. Huh? I mean, certain ones, you know, I mean, you just name it. I mean, the devil got plants everywhere. I don't care who you are and what you do, the devil got plants. Brother Caleb go to work, he got to watch the devil. When you go to school, you got to watch the devil. Huh? Amen. No matter what you do, you got to watch the devil. He is there to bring you down. When you go to work, watch the devil. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Listen. Adam, no matter how far he went down, no matter how bad his decision was, it did not change who his daddy was. He was still a son of God. And I want you to understand that today. I don't care how far you've gone, how far away you've walked, you're still a son of God. And not you will be. Not you was. You are. Now we are the sons of God. I'm reminded of that slave in Africa. Boy, he got captured. Captured. And as he's being captured, they bring him to, you know, the land of America. He's miles away from his home. Got here by boat. Don't even know how to get back home. But here he is. He's way away from everything. Now, if he wanted to, he could just get involved, whatever he want to get involved with, because don't nobody know. Ain't nobody there. But this slave, he had something on the inside of him. Say, look, I'm royalty. So I'm going to act like royalty. I'm going to walk with my head up. You're never going to see me walking down. I don't care how bad my condition is. You're never going to see me with my head down. My head going to always be up. Shoulders up, back straight. This is just the way royalty acts. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, and that boy, that fellow's up there, you know, being sold like all the other slaves, and he finally got with one owner, and the one owner recognized him. There's something with this fellow. So when they come to try to buy some more slaves, they say, "Let us buy him." Say, no, he's not for sale. Right. Say, well, why he not for sale? Say, you know, you feed him different than the other ones? Say, no, I don't feed him different. He eat the same way the rest of them eat. You know, you do this. No, he don't sleep different, nothing. He just like the other slaves. He said, well, why is he so different? He said, I was trying to figure that out myself. But one day I stopped and I asked the question. They told me back in the homeland, his father is a king. And he recognizes that since his father's a king, he got to conduct himself like the son of a king. Say, no matter what his condition is, he always conducts himself like royalty. I know I'm in slavery, but I'm still a son of a king. I know I'm in bondage, but I'm still the son of a king. Do you hear me today? I don't care where you are still God's child. Not tomorrow you will be. Not yesterday you was. But right now you are a son of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. All right, let me skip on to something here. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Let me finish out of the God who's rich in mercy. Let me go back to that. So I'm only saying this not to mix up doctrine, but to straighten it out that we might get away from this fear and scare. You don't know who you are. You are not going to be, but now you are the sons of God. See, you always were the sons of God. See, but when God had you in his thinking at the beginning, you have to be some part of you. Your life that's in you now had to be with God before there. Well, when he, before he even become material here on earth, before there was anything but God, you were one of his attributes. He know what your name would be. He know the color of your hair you would have. He know all about you. The only thing happened is when you, being a sinner, many of you can fellowship with me on this thought. When you was a little boy or a little girl, you would walk around and there would be certain things that would just, where it wouldn't bother the other kids. It seemed like there was something in you that cried out. There was God somewhere. Yet you were a sinner. You remember that. Certainly now, what was that? That was that little form of life in you then. And then after a while, you heard the gospel. Maybe you went to church. You picked out this and that and went from denomination to denomination. But one day, you being a part of God, you had to be part of the word. And when you heard the word, you know where you come from. You know what was the truth. You were always, the seed was in you always. The word seen the word that was in you. I love that. The word seen the word that was in you that was before the foundation of the world. Saw the word in you, come to it. That's why you're in this church this morning. Not because you thought that you just go to church. The word seen the word, and you had to come to it. Oh, my God. I don't care how deep in sin a person goes. We're still the children of God. Now, let me say this. That don't give you a license to go sin. That don't give you a license. Well, I used to hear people say this all the time, just drive me. If you ever want to get Brother Jack mad, make this comment. If I'm predestinated, I'm predestinated. That's true. You might be predestinated for destruction. Right? You might be. You don't know. And that might be why you're living the way you're living. Because you're predestinated for destruction. Right? But if you're going to take that revelation and say, well, if God elected me, then I'm elected. That revelation should produce an atmosphere of worship in your life. It should produce a love for God like none other. I mean, when I realize that I'm royalty, I'm sorry. I had, you know, I realized what all belongs to me. You mean what? I'm going to be able to do this, and all that belongs? Yeah, all that belongs to you. Watch your character. Watch who you hang with. Watch this. You ain't got to tell me twice. I'll be watching everything I'm doing because I realize the importance of it. Yes. As a son of God, you got to realize the importance of it. Greater than anything you can ever be on this earth. Being a son of God is the greatest thing that you could ever achieve. Being a child of God is the greatest thing that you could ever achieve. Always remember that. I got one more that I want to read. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, this is going to come out of, thank you, Jesus. Let me, here, right at the, let me get to the end here. Invisible union of the bride of Christ. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I'll come back and hit it again. Amen. When I get a chance, but I just wanted to drop this off. Oh, my. Now are we the sons of God. Look at this. He's the bridegroom. Took away your shame and put it in the sea of forgetfulness by the washing of the water of the word and the blood of life. That's what the Bible said. Your first husband that you were married to, the world, the anointed bridegroom, which foreordained you, has washed you by the washing of the water by the church. Nope, that doesn't sound right, does it? You might find that in some almanac, but not in God's Bible. By the washing of the water, by the word. That's why it's got to be preached, right? We got to keep feeding on this. Keep feeding on it. And by the washing of the water, by the word, in the word. See, you are standing. I want to just, you know, this is something. If you had to write it down and put it on your refrigerator, your car, you can write this quote down and just put it there, right? You are standing. I love this. Now, this is only when you've repented, right? If you're still living in sin, you don't claim this. And I want to tell you another thing. Now, the blood of Jesus Christ does wash us from our sins, right? And we might commit some future sins. We know God will cover that too. But it's not that we intentionally. Don't intentionally go out and commit sin, right? We might get caught in something here and there, but don't. And even if you get caught, you're going to make it right. All right, now. Listen, you are standing completely justified. Though, as though you never did it at the beginning. Now, I ain't never heard words like this before until I came to this message. You are standing completely justified as though you never did it at the beginning. This is the message to the church now. As we go off the air just in a minute, you are standing, if you're standing on God's word and with God's word, amen, every amen, every jot, every tittle, where you're standing, I'm trying to tell you, pull away from them shucks. And get out here in the wheat where you can get right before the S-O-N. I hear the coming of the combine. You're standing complete, justified like you never did it in the first place. Hallelujah. Talk about a Thanksgiving. I feel real good. I'm more thankful for that than anything I know of. You are the pure, virtuous, sinless. Come on, somebody. You are the pure. Virtuous, sinless. Read it with me. You are the pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the living God. Every man and woman that's born of the Spirit of God and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and believes every word of God stands as though you never sinned at the first place. You are perfect. The blood of Jesus Christ. That's why I can declare today, now, not I will be, not I wish to be, not I hope to be, but right now, in all my sin, in all my mistakes, in all my failures, right now I am a son of God. You might as well get your eyes off my mistakes. God ain't looking at them. I ain't looking at them. So you might as well stop looking at it. I am the virtuous, sinless bride of Jesus Christ. God richly bless you, church. Now we are the sons of God. Right now, church. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. God, certainly we would just go stumbling from place to place, trying to understand who we were. God, your prophet told us the reason that we don't know it is because we don't feed on these things. God, I'm glad you put it in my heart today. Just to, Lord, let the church feed on this, that we'll know who we are. Scripture tells us that, the prophet tells us that when the bride recognizes who she is, then the rapture will go. Satan constantly playing tricks on us, and you're not this because of that, and you did this, and no. We can tell the devil he is a liar. It's not us. We are the virtuous, sinless bride of Jesus Christ, and we're going to walk like it. We're going to talk like it. We're going to act like it. Lord, from this day forth, that's the way that we're going to conduct ourselves. Help us to hold our head up high. The greatest title that we could ever have in this life is to be children of the Most High God. Thank you that you've called us to this. We love you, O God. We praise you. We rise above our troubles and trials and tribulations and distresses. We rise above that. We begin to walk the way that you ordained us to walk. God, I pray if there's one here that does not know you in the pardon of sin. God, maybe someone that's backslidden, amen, and walked away from your grace. God, I pray, Lord, that you would deal with their hearts even right now. While I'm praying, God, if they want to lift their hands and just say, Lord, I just Brother Jack, remember me while you're praying. I just want you to pray for me that my soul would be right with God. God, as our eyes are closed, and Lord, if there's hands lifted, you know the hands. I don't know, but you know, God, if there are hands lifted, you know, if there's hearts lifted to you, I pray that you would do something mighty in their lives. God, that you would keep them, that you would protect them, that you would help them, that you would strengthen them, God. God, and Lord, we believe, I don't care, amen, where we've been, we're back now. And we declare it, amen, by faith that we're back to walk according to the word. Amen. And we're going to live this word, Jesus. We might be criticized. We might be the only one standing on it. But, Lord, we're going to stay with it. Might not be popular, but it's truth. God, we thank you for truth. We ask that you just move in every heart and every life. Thank you for all that you've done in this place today, God. Your spirit has been so real, so relevant, so precious. You have done some mighty things in this place. And, God, we're so grateful. Lord, I just pray, Father, for, Lord, all these young people. Lord, that you just continue to give them strength. Lord, they have to go against the lot. Amen. They're standing against the lot in this hour. But, God, I pray that you would keep them and that you would be pleased with the lives that they would live, Lord, before you. Help us, Lord, to go all the way with you, God. God, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just remind you that we'll be back this evening at 5:30 for communion. Amen, and we're looking forward to that. But turn around and tell somebody, you are a child of God.
Amen, you are a child of God. What you got?
Praise the Lord. I just want to, amen. I want to encourage you. I don't care. I don't care how far. I don't care how far you go. I don't care. Amen. You're still a child of God. Adam, it did not matter. Didn't matter. He was still a child of God. And it's so beautiful, the promises that we have. And not that it gives us a license to do wrong, church. We don't want that. But it helps us to understand just how precious we are to him. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. How many just appreciate the Lord Jesus? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Brother Solomon, why don't you come and just close us out today? Amen. Service is so good to just see. Amen. All of the kids. Amen. Y'all stand by grandma and support her. Surround her with a good atmosphere. Great grandma. Amen. Surround her with a good atmosphere. Travis, good to see you. We're watching you. We're keeping up with you. Amen. Good to see you. We're praying for you too, all right? Amen. We'll keep you in prayer. Amen. I ain't going to say we're your covering. Only Jesus can be your covering. But we're certainly watching you. We're proud of you. Amen. We go around to a lot of people. Amen. That we're proud of Travis. So you tell them something, you go to Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. They ask you what church. Say, I go to Spirit and Truth. My pastor, crazy. But amen. We love you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Will you stand to your feet? Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of hearts are mended. Oh, in the presence of,
it's like a child standing in the presence of his father. Let's sing it again.
Oh, in the of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish. Hearts are mended. Oh, in the presence of the King. This is the air. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Oh, this is my daily bread. Your very word spoken. This is the air I breathe. Yes. This is the air I breathe. Your very presence living in me.
What a privilege it is to have him inside of me. Amen.
This is my daily bread. Oh. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
I'm lost, I'm lost. And I'm desperate, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, again we can say, Lord, from the depths of our soul, it has been good to be in the house of the Lord. But once again, you have come and visited us, Lord. You come in a special way, Lord God. You brought, Lord, such a peace to our souls, Lord. You spoke words of life to us, Lord. Father, truly, you want us to recognize who we are, that nothing's impossible with us. Lord, it's written that nothing's impossible with you, but it's also written that there's nothing impossible with us, Lord. Father, you came down and condemned the Tower of Babel because all that men sought to do, they could achieve, Lord God. Father, being fallen men, Lord God, they were made in the image of God. But Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that we are starting to truly recognize who we are, Lord. Time and time again, you are speaking, Lord, trying to wake us, trying to shake us, recognize who you are. We are fighting a defeated enemy. Satan is nothing but a bluff. Father God, we're so grateful, Lord, for your word. Lord, there's life in your word. You've granted life to us, Lord, being anointed by the Spirit. We thank you that you anointed your servant this morning in a special way, Lord. We thank you that you anointed our vessels, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed this love of God in our heart towards one another, Lord, towards the peoples of this world. Father, we pray, Lord, that while you're still moving, Lord, that you'll call souls, Lord, back to the kingdom, Lord. Lord, I know you're searching the land for your children, Lord. May you find them, Lord, in the midst of our families, Lord. We want to see you. We want to spend eternity with our family in your presence, Lord. We just ask that you have your way. Grant traveling mercies to your children as we leave this place. Bring us all back at the appointed time, Lord God. Walking in the love and light of Jesus Christ, Lord God. May we die to ourselves daily, that you may reign in our lives. We love you, Father. We commit, Lord, the safekeeping of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You all may take your seats. Our brethren will be by and listening. Thank you.
survive.